Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith. Thank you for joining me. And yesterday we shared Psalm 16 and began to focus on the very last verse of that psalm, which says, "Thou wilt shew me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore." I've always loved this psalm, but that particular verse just fills one's heart with such joy and anticipation and expectation of what the Lord has reserved for those who love Him. And so we were looking at yesterday, "Thou wilt show me the path of life." The Hebrew root word there, yada, is to ascertain by seeing, to cause, to discover, to have understanding. And so David is making the assertion that he had absolute certainty, surety, that God was going to do this, not because of his own excellence, but because of God's goodness, his faithfulness, his love. He will not leave him in confusion or uncertainty, but he will show him the path of life. And that's a well-trodden road, as I shared as I brought yesterday's broadcast to a close, that many wonderful saints of God have walked that road ahead of us. It's a highway. It's not hidden. It's for all those who have ears to hear and eyes to see. They follow the path that leads to the mountain of the Lord. And let me just share some scriptures with you that complement this truth about the path of life that God has for those who love and desire to follow Him. Psalm 21 and 4 says, "He, a disciple of God, David, asked life of thee, and thou gavest it, thou gavest it him, even length of days, forever and ever." We want life from the Lord, but He extends our natural life, which is, of course, the life we live in this flesh. But a time is coming when time will be no more, and we won't be bound by the circumstances, the things that affect our lives and time, such as we know it, in this realm. But there, it's eternity, length of days, forever and ever. That means no ending, eternity. Our little feeble minds can't grab some of these powerful truths, because God is eternal. He's omnipotent. He has characteristics that we're finite beings. We're so small. How can we possibly understand infinite wisdom and understanding and knowledge? We can't, but we can love Him who is the source of all wisdom and truth and goodness. And in Proverbs, the second chapter, it talks about evil men who leave the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness. That's someone who just gets off that well-trodden path. They may have started, but the cares of this world, the work of the enemy, that good seed is snatched away, and they perish, or they spring up for a time, they're happy, and then the cares of this life can choke off the eternal truths that God wants us to focus on. Another beautiful passage, Proverbs 4 and 18. "But the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day." And what is that perfect day? Yes, can you imagine? We've all had good days and some not so good, of course. But the perfect day where there's no evil, where there's nothing but joy unspeakable and full of glory, that the light that the Lord shines upon our path, it says the path of the just is as the shining light. God's light, his word is a light unto our path, a lamp unto our feet. And so he makes the way clear. He shows us the way. We don't stumble in darkness. And it's going to get brighter and brighter as we approach that perfect day when we're with the Lord and all of our loved ones in when time shall be no more. And Proverbs 12 and 28, I just love these passages. In the way of righteousness is life, and in the pathway thereof, we're on a highway called holiness, thereof, there is no death. Let me read it again. In the way of righteousness is life, and in the pathway thereof, there is no death. Nothing that would defile, nothing that would destroy. They will not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain, says the Lord. And then, oh, this is another beautiful scripture. I don't know about you. I just love the word. It just brings so much joy because this is truth incarnate. The very truth of God is put down on with ink on paper so that we can know of a certainty the things that God has prepared for those who love him. Come ye. Hey, everybody, are you listening? Come, let's go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us his ways, and we will walk in his paths. Is that good or not? Yes. We're going to the mountain of the Lord, and we're going to learn of the Lord. Just like Jesus sat and taught his disciples, he teaches us today. We have the Word of God. He leads us by his precious Holy Spirit. Once we've accepted Jesus, he comes to live in our hearts, and we will be taught of the Lord, and we will walk in his paths that he has ordained for our specific life, the season that we're in. And this is another beautiful passage. And a way shall be there. I have always loved this. And a way. It shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it. Isn't that consoling and comforting? But it shall be for those. Isaiah is going to say who it is. The wayfaring men. And we all are. Are we not pilgrims? We're progressing pilgrim's process. That's a marvelous work. But we are on a journey. We're on the path of the Lord. So as we are definitely wayfarers, even though we're fools, we don't have to be highly educated. We don't have to be very smart. We don't have to be brilliant or have a tremendous IQ. We don't have to be academically versed. But regardless, the simplest among us, we shall not err therein. There's a highway, the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, the wayfaring men, though fools, shall not err therein. He says in another passage in Scripture, I can't quite recall the verse, but he will lead us in the path of life. And, of course, we know that what is the path of life? It's Jesus. It's who he is. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. It's not just a course or a direction. It's an experience of the very nature and goodness of God. And also, this plain path, it's our life's pilgrimage. We are on a pilgrimage. Remember what the Lord spoke to Jacob as he was fleeing, and he had a dream about the ladder of the Lord, Jacob's ladder, if you will, Genesis 28:15. And the Lord said to him, and behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and I will bring thee again into this land. I'm not only going to go with you, but what did I promise your forefathers? I will bring you back, for I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken thee of. Hallelujah. And then a final scripture for today, Matthew 28 and 20. Regardless of the centuries that have passed, when he spoke parting words to his disciples, he gave them a great commission, which is the same for us today. Go in all the world and preach the gospel, that we may not physically be able to go, but with our prayers, with our support of and for missionaries that are out there on the front lines. We're all working together. Each of us play a part. None is more important or significant than the other. Every stone in this temple not made with hands has a part to play. We're all built upon one another and our great foundation stone, which is Christ Jesus. Jesus said in Matthew 28:20, "Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world," to the end of the age. Jesus has promised a faithfulness that we can only admire, we can only love and appreciate. Humans are not able to demonstrate that same kind of faithfulness. With their heart, they may be willing, but we're finite beings. Things happen that are beyond our control. And sometimes, for example, we're not able to keep our word. It's not intentional, but that's this world that we live in. But with Jesus, the eternal God, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, he has the power, the ability to speak truth. And what he says is true. Nothing on earth, in heaven, under the earth, can change his sayings. Heaven and earth are going to pass away, but his word shall never pass away. And so believe him when he says, "I'm going to be with you, I will be with you," right to the end of our life, the end of this world system, the return of Jesus. He will be with us. He will never leave us nor forsake us. And I don't know of a better high point to leave us all on than that. But there's more. And so I invite you to tune in tomorrow, and we'll talk about the rest of this one verse ending Psalm 16. I love you, beloved. I pray for you every day, my UCM partners and my radio family. And if you have specific needs, the Word tells us there's power in agreeing prayer. So I'm not trying to add you to my mailing list, but if you feel the anointing of God, God has been good. I'm long past that, okay? God sustains his ministry. And so if there's a reason he would have you. If you're feeling that anointing, just obey him and jot down the contact information. I love you. Pray for you every day. Thank God for you. Thank you for the privilege of being able to share this time together. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.